Listen as I read the story, Etabetta in the Enchanted Forest. One day, while walking through the woods, Etabetta said to the super kids, "Let's pretend this is an enchanted forest." "Okay," the super kids exclaimed. First, Lily said, "Let's be elephants in the enchanted forest." "Okay," exclaimed the super kids. And they began doing an elephant walk by bending over, clasping their hands to form trunks, and swinging them from side to side. Then Oswald suggested they bend their elbows and flap their wings. All the super kids began flying through the enchanted forest, flapping their elbows and saying, "Eh, eh, eh, eh," which seemed like a good noise for birds to make. Just then, Etabetta exclaimed, "Look at that enormous egg," and she pointed to a large rock. "Wow," said the super kids. Golly started barking at the huge rock, and all the super kids tried to make him be quiet. While everyone was looking at Golly, Etabetta quietly hid behind the rock. The super kids were so excited that they didn't notice that Etabetta was gone. Alf said, "What do we do with the egg, Etabetta?" "Etabetta? Etabetta? Where's Etabetta?" asked all the super kids. Doc called out, "Etabetta!" "Whoo!" came a teeny tiny voice from the forest. Sal called, "Etabetta?" "Whoo!" answered the voice a little louder from the enchanted forest. The super kids began to get frightened. Golly hid behind a tree and covered his eyes with his paws. Now Icky called, "Etabetta!" The voice answered in a deep, loud voice, "Whoo!" Golly began to shiver. Then Tick, Tack, and Tock yelled, "Etabetta!" The voice was louder still, "Whoo!" It was coming from behind the enormous egg. Fritz led the super kids. Quietly, they tiptoed to the egg and called, "Etabetta!" Out jumped Etabetta and yelled, "Boo!" The super kids laughed and said, "Oh, you." This is the end of the story.